It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here we are on a Tuesday post-eclipse. Thanks for hanging out with us, making Kat and I a part of your busy morning routine. Today, similar weather, maybe a little more cloud cover, high around 72. Tough night last night for the Boilermakers. UConn tops Purdue in the championship game as now UConn wins back-to-back titles in college basketball on the men's side, 75-60. In fact, UConn is the eighth program ever to go back-to-back in NCAA history. So we got the bad news. The eclipse is done. The NCAA tournament is over. But if you're looking for something new, Tin Caps Baseball starts tonight. Let's see. The Masters Golf Tournament starts maybe on Thursday. I know those are kind of sportsy things. The Vera Bradley Outlet Sales around
the
corner.
That's coming up in May 1st through the 5th.
So that gives these, we're trying to redirect. Maybe you're feeling like today is lackluster. It's lacking a major ecliptical moment. I'm just trying to redirect you to something.
There's things on the horizon.
That's right. That's right. I do have a quick little eclipse recap. Some of the news today is just kind of shocking. For example, no joke on this. Google searches spiked for why do my eyes hurt? Skyrocketed on Google yesterday around 3:20 p.m. just after the eclipse was maxing out on the East Coast. It's because you stared at the sun without glasses on. Why'd you do that?
I really can't believe the amount of people that were staring at the sun without glasses. Come on. You couldn't see the eclipse.
I mean, your eyes aren't so bad that you couldn't type that into Google. People were also claiming to have eclipse sort of sickness, which, by the way, there's no evidence that that's a real thing. Reports surged nationwide of people ranging from the effects of the eclipse to being insomnia or instant fatigue. Some people had a loss of appetite. And one woman online made headlines because she claimed the eclipse knocked her off her menstrual cycle.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Anyone who missed the eclipse and would like another chance at one, the next big American eclipse comes in the year 2045, although it will not hit Indiana. It will sort of impact greatly the states of Colorado and Oklahoma. So if you need to get your menstrual cycle back on track,
well, there you go.
You have to wait until 2045, or you can book your tickets now and head on over to Greenland. In 2 years, a similar event will take place. The time is coming to the end for Pat Sajak. Pat Sajak's final episode of hosting Wheel of Fortune will be recorded this Friday, although it will not air until June 7th. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. One of the things we like to do on our show is a little thing called random facts. They are facts. They happen to be random. There's really no rhyme or reason to them other than we call them radio potato chips. Our consultant likes this sound effect. Because it's potato chips.
Yeah.
If you live with anybody that eats this loudly.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine.
I hope they are good at other things. Because they are not good at this.
All right. Grab a handful.
Here we go. Random facts. The Masters Golf Tournament starts on Thursday. Random facts. Did you know, in the unlikely event, a golfer scores a hole-in-one on a par 5 hole, that is not called a birdie, that is not called an eagle, but it does have a name.
Is it the cardinal?
It is called the condor.
Oh, I'm close.
It's considered the hardest thing to ever do in golf, and it's never been done in a pro tournament because usually a par 5 hole is so far away, you can't get to the green in one shot.
Okay.
But it does have a name.
The condor.
Condor.
Now you know.
Random facts. Did you know the guy who created Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda was not allowed to bike to work at Nintendo?
Why?
Either ride a bike or take a motorcycle. No. It was thought it was too dangerous for someone so valuable to be in a situation where they could die. It's the same reason why sometimes, like, movie stars and certain actors during filming or production
can't travel together.
Or they just aren't allowed to ride. Like, James Dean famously was not allowed to ride motorcycles or drive sports cars because the studio feared
that they might die.
And that's exactly what happened. Yes. Yeah. Famous American playwright Neil Simon wrote a number of Broadway plays, and he intentionally wrote a bad one. The play is called Fools, because his ex-wife at the time of their divorce won the rights to his next play into perpetuity.
Oh, no.
But no one said it had to be a good play.
Oh, my God.
So he made one that was so bad that it would intentionally flop, and it did. It ran for only 1 month in 1981, and her residuals are zero. Oh, my gosh.
That's funny. And it's called what, Fools?
Fools. Because they agreed to it.
Uh-huh, you fool.
Isn't that nuts? All right, random facts. Last one.
All right.
Famed American talk show host Johnny Carson liked being alone so much that his $81 million home in Malibu, California had just one of these. Bedrooms.
One bedroom, and he paid $81 million for this home.
It was his way of saying he never wanted people to stay the night.
Oh.
Sandy and Kat, the latest episode there of Random Facts. Andy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Vera Bradley Outlet Sale is coming up around the corner. Make sure you're checking out our Facebook page each and every day. Chance for you to snag some items as we start to ramp up now that the eclipse is over. For the next big thing hitting our area would be the Vera Bradley Outlet Sale that happens next month. Now, yesterday during the eclipse, we've been recapping some of it. There's some to get to. Some of it is all kind of kookadook. One, for example, yesterday, I don't know how you cover it all day. I did tune into some of it because I was like, I don't really understand how you can make an all-day event out of it.
Right.
And so CNN even had their people on site down at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway wearing moon and sun costumes while they were on the air for hours.
Kind of like that Jimmy Dean commercial where the sunshine, a full body costume.
I mean, it was fun. What? And I would do it, but I'm like, I mean, that joke only plays for so long.
Right.
But 4 hours of me in a moon costume while my co-host is in a sun costume. I thought I cracked up. Maybe it's a little too inside baseball to, you know, like inside our industry. Mm-hmm. But I was always like, man, you guys are going to have to come up with something. There's not a lot to show. Except a blinding beam of light. Anyway, yesterday, one particular meteorologist who actually hails from Jackson, Mississippi, was sent to broadcast live from the event in Dallas, Texas. He got overly emotional, and here is his play-by-play. You guys might think it's over the top. I also am like, I don't know how else you try to communicate to the people at home, what's happening?
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. There's a small cloud and you see a halo. Look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
And there it is.
And I felt so bad. I wish I had audio from the anchors in the moon and the sun. I mean, they were happy with it. I mean, if I was asked to host that event, I would go with it for a couple breaks.
Four hours later,
I'm still wearing an inflatable sun costume. I'd be like, where is my guidance counselor?
Why did I choose this profession?
Oh, my God. And then they kept walking in front of each other, shot.
Oh my gosh. Seriously.
Oh my gosh.
You're right. It does bring out the kookadooks.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had stories today that were people Googled. This is true. It sounds like a made-up radio story. Google searches spiked yesterday around 3:20, 3:30 in the afternoon for why do my eyes hurt after looking at the eclipse? That's because people were looking at the eclipse without glasses. That was a societal Google spike around 3 p.m. yesterday, 3:30.
This is something they taught us in school. Like, they taught this in school. Like, don't stare at the sun.
I have a 3-year-old son whose name is Ford. And we put him down for a nap.
Oh, you did? Because, so that he wouldn't look?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he would take his glasses.
Of course,
he's 3.
He doesn't listen. I mean, he doesn't. No, you can't.
Okay.
You cannot use logic to discipline a toddler.
Right.
No. That does not apply.
So he went down for his nap.
Yeah, and it also applies to some adults. Some adults apparently should have
taken a nap
during the eclipse. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI for their 15th season in downtown Fort
15?
Wayne.
Yeah. 15 years.
I know. Can you feel like it? Well, let's welcome to the show the president of the Tin Caps, Mike Nutter. Good morning.
Good morning, Andy and Kat. I love doing this every year.
Well, you know what? I mean, your group continues to win awards in terms of stadium experience. We have big leaguers that come through all the time. Last year, Jackson Merrill, he's now, wasn't he the opening day center fielder for the Padres? And you give great all-around experience. And this year, your grounds crew, your groundskeeper, I never want to mess with him because he's intense, but he had his work cut out for him. Didn't you guys just get a new infield this year?
We did. The entire infield and outfield is about a $1.1 million project. Major League Baseball said you need to rip the old one out and put a brand new one in, and that is done. And it's the greenest grass we've ever had in April.
That's true. All right. Back to promotions. You got a lot. You have a number of events. I know you have a Bluey Day and you have guests that come in. But before we get to some of that and players to watch, and we'll give away tickets at the end of this interview, tell me a little bit about what's new at the field this year. Maybe new drinks, new features.
Absolutely. So there's a brand new entryway when you come in. We redid all the concrete out front. After 15 years, it was starting to show a little bit of age. So the front entry is totally redone. We already touched on the field. We put a fresh coat of paint down both concourses that look absolutely amazing. And then some of the food stuff. Bone-in wings for the first time. We're adding those to the barbecue cart. People we're family friendly here, but everybody always asks, well, what's the alcohol stuff you're changing?
Yeah.
And so Beatbox Wine is a new one. We've got Bloody Marys for the first time.
Whoa.
A lot of food bars. And because people love our ice cream so much, they convinced us to add glazed donuts at all of our ice cream.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? You're giving the people what they want, Mike.
That's right.
I love it. Your promotional days, right? You're doing a Bluey, but you have guests coming in. In the past year, you've had sitcom people from The Office, and I think this year, The Sandlot.
Absolutely. We're doing a tribute to baseball movies, and we've got Squints from The Sandlot coming in.
Yeah.
Our TV sitcom night has become a huge thing. The last couple of years, we've had people from The Office. And this year we have Jim O'Hare from Parks and Rec coming in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're excited about that. And then you guys are running a promotion now for the biggest artist in the world and giving away tickets and a helicopter flight down to Indy.
With Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
We're going to do a night on Friday, June 7th that we're calling Johnny's Version. That way we keep all the attorneys happy.
Yes. You can't say, yeah, there's some legalese when you use Taylor's name, as we definitely learned here from our management team to run this promotion. And then give me a couple players to watch, Mike. And, you know, I mean, you've had a number of big leaguers that have had really good success. Fernando Tatis a few years ago. Last season, Jackson Merrill, who's now with the big club. And then I think we have a catcher who's going to be starting with the Tin Caps, who's getting a lot of notoriety.
You're exactly right. You know, just this past Sunday, Jackson Merrill had a 4-for-4 day at the big leagues, 4 hits in the major leagues. He's starting every day for the Padres, and he was with us last year. And so this year, we turn our sights to Ethan Salas. He's the number 3 prospect in all of baseball for any team at any position. Kat, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Young Ethan Salas doesn't turn 18 until June 1st.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
He is 17 years old, and the Padres gave him $6 or $7 million the day he turned 16.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the nicest kid in the world, and I emphasize kid because my own kids are 19 and 20 years old, and Ethan's 17.
I have to tell you, one of the things that I've always wanted to ask you, and maybe you can give me the answer one of these days when we're not on the air, but you do deal with some kids who get, quote, bonus big league money, and they're these signing bonuses, and they're a millionaire at 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. And I just think that has to be so crazy to have that money and at the same time be so far away from their home.
That that's so great that you said that. You're exactly right. Far away from home, mom and dad. Ethan was with us last year at 17. He had just turned 17. He was only here 10 days. But you almost feel for him and honestly want to put your arm around him like, hey, are you doing all right?
Because
they're just so young. They're far from home. They're still far from their dreams at the major leagues. But the Padres do a really good job of teaching these guys just as much off the field. Some players do English as a second language classes and stuff. And so they care about them personally in development and not just like cliche that they say that. They really pour back into the kids.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I've always been a fan of your organization and working with me and the stations I've been a part of over the years behind the scenes. Right now, let's give away four passes to tonight's game. Opening night at Parkview Field. Four tickets. We'll take caller number 9, 260-467-9500. Caller number 9, 260-467-9500. Good luck tonight and good luck throughout the season, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate you both so much.
Andy and Kat. Kat and Andy. No matter how you say it, they're just a great way to start the day on Magic 95.1.
Call now if you would like to play Things You Should Know, which is our four-question game. Whoever is on the line that successfully answers the fourth and final question today will win what?
We've got two tickets to the Michiana Wine Festival that's going to be coming up at the end of the month, Saturday, April 27th at Headwaters Park.
Our number is 260-467-9500. All right, as we get started here this morning, it is Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Go ahead and turn your radio down. Who is this?
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
All right, any questions before we go?
Nope.
All right, here we go. Four question games, things you should know. Jenny, what do you call a doctor that specializes in babies and children?
Pediatrician.
A pediatrician is exactly
Yay!
Right.
Yay! Good job, Jenny.
That's it.
Moving on.
Question 2 of 4, Jenny. How many years are there in a century and a half?
150.
Is exactly right.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Very smart so far. Okay, no trip up.
Nope.
Halfway through. Question 3 of 4. Jenny, can you name for me the civilian alter ego of Superman?
Clark Kent.
Is exactly
yeah,
right.
Very yes. good. Pause for a dramatic effect there. I was kind of like getting worried.
I do believe that might have been the toughest one. My opinion, it might have been. But this is the fourth and final one. Could trip you up. However, this one is specifically for Kat.
What?
Who is a fan of this?
Okay.
But I will leave it at that.
Okay.
All right. Kirkland's signature brand is the house brand name of what retail establishment?
Costco.
It's Yay! Exactly right!
Yay! Let's go to Costco together.
Whoa.
Yeah!
That's it. Ah, you're bathing in victory today, Jenny.
Very good, Jenny. You won two tickets to the Michiana Wine Festival. Congratulations.
Oof, man, look at that.
Thank you.
Clean sweep.
Were you slightly nervous?
A little.
Yeah, because you just don't know. It's a tightrope out there. You're like, I don't know. You're so vulnerable.
Then you second guess yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, then you're like, it can't be this easy. Clark Kent. All right, Jenny, hang on. Behind the scenes, we'll grab some information there. We'll hook you up with those Michiana Wine Festival passes. It's Andy and Kat. There you go. The latest episode of Things
You Should Know.